And this is the same, you people that have studied any of the Austrian economists, Ludwig von Mises, Hayek, the most important one no one studies because they don't promote him, Rothbard. The most important one is Wilhelm Rupke. So Rupke is, because he was the one that had, he was an actual practicing, he is a very devout Christian. He was a practicing Catholic. And Rupke could actually do the whole Chesterton, Hilary Belloc distributism with, and then look at, quote, Austrian economics, close quote, and could see the faults and where Austrian economics would go wrong, and it does, and how a subsidiarity and solidarity system, very much closer to the one in the hated, the despised feudal Christendom, was a better system for producing actual human flourishing than producing an increase in the amount of zeros you have after a one or one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, or nine in your bank account. Now, that's not that that's not important, because you don't. This is not an either or, although I think that it could be mostly an either or. What they're talking about here is what's called malinvestment. Now, how do I know that? Because I've been reading these guys for 20 years. What do they term as malinvestment? Well, for example, me and Caesary and Richard Barrett, who else is in the chat room? And Brian Kay. We formed a company. It did very, very well, despite having a Pollock on the board. And we made $1 million. $1 million. And we were just sitting around and going like, oh boy, is this great. We made a mill, man. And we thought we were going to get to reinvest and do something productive with the mill. Well, wait a minute. Along comes Kevin McCarthy and Joe Biden. We're like, hey, wait a minute. You don't get to keep all that. Playing Tony Soprano. Well, you got to give us your respect. You know what I'm saying? You didn't make all that. I provided, with the safety net, if you will. You're only going to take $400K of that. Yeah. And we'll let you live. So, yeah, because I'm the big guy. It's Biden pretending he's Tony Soprano. So Biden comes along, the big guy comes along and taxes 400 grand away, but he assures me and Brian and Caesary that no, everything's going to be fine. Because I'm going to take this and I'm going to give it to government approved geniuses who are going to invest it in other places that they know are going to pay mucho dividends. You stupid Pollocks and Hick Hayseed idiots. You just got lucky. We're elites. We know what we're doing. And so then they will confiscate my 400, our 400 grand that we were going to go invest in a newfangled system of crimping cover crop and planting seeds all in the same stroke, even though I know they already did that. Bear with it. Now we only have 600,000 and we're going to, we can't do that project then. We'll have to do something else, or maybe we'll just wait. But they took the 400 grand and they went like, okay, what are we going to do this? Well, we have to pretend like we actually need it, and we have to make it look like, hey, I got it. Let's spend it on national defense. So you will take then money that was funds that were going to be productive when what you and I think is productive, because we live a life that requires productivity, And they're going to take it from us, and they're going to give it to people who are not going to be productive with it. They are going to, quote, produce, close quote, things that by definition do not cause human flourishing. They're going to build planes and bombs and warships and laser cathode rays that zap people from 2 miles away that you don't like. This is what's called malinvestment here. And if you're funneling, and look, the federal government, this is what you don't know. You think, I don't pay that much in income tax. I've already told you, you don't lose most of your money to Uncle Sucker through income tax. That's the lie. They want you to think that. They have to get you to think that, which is why they got to force you into that withholding scheme. Most of what you pay them and I pay them comes through direct taxes, direct taxation that you can't avoid. Gasoline, wine, cigarettes, beer, foodstuffs, you name it. It's all telephones, television. It's all in, it's an all a direct tax. You can't avoid it. And so this malinvestment then also, some of what the $400,000 that they stole from is they're going to give to some universities to fund research programs. But they're not going to develop any new technology because that's not how the game's played. Because you have American oligarchs down the line that don't want innovation. Why? Because they get to do all the innovating. Again, go back to the monopoly argument from Monday about how monopolies, you got to have government. You have to have it. Government has got to kill competition here. So you take 40% of what we produce, and then rather than leaving it where it would be productive, and some of it will fail, but that's good. Failure is good sometimes because failure produces the need to go like, okay, we got to figure out why this didn't work. If you're building new and inventive ways to kill people, that doesn't take an awful lot of, well, we got to figure out how this didn't work. Is there an actual nuance to, well, I mean, that bomb blew him into 1,612,000 pieces. This bomb blew him into 74,000 pieces. Well, we don't want pieces spread all over the place. Fix it. It's misdirecting resources. And if you do that, then you're also going to misdirect, if there is such a thing as technological revolution or evolution, you're also going to misguide and misdirect that. And so that's what that article is probably talking about, how trillions are poured, or up to a trillion. It probably is trillion. Trillions are poured every year into this monstrosity, this heinous, this abomination called national defense. And it produces absolutely nothing other than an entire population that grifts off the productivity of the rest of the population and produces absolutely nothing other than human suffering and misery. Now, I'm not so sure that the Chinese are going to have the upper hand in this because, again, and then we can break this down even further. Brother Andre Marie and I talked about this on a Wisdom Wednesday once. The final cause. Ultimately, though, anything that you are investing in, if you want to use that term, should be for the benefit or for the ultimate purpose, which is, if you have the four final, or if you have the four causes in your mind, the formal, the efficient, the formal, the efficient, the final, and the, gosh, what's the middle one? I wasn't planning on doing a philosophy discussion. In any event, you have to have the last one. And you have to keep the last one in mind while the other material costs, while the other causes are going here. In this system, they're not going to do that. And the Chinese ejected and rejected the final cause long ago. The final cause should have ultimately God is in the final cause. This is what we should talk about here today. I have story after story after story I could regale you with here on what it is that's actually going on here. Number one, there is no war in Kyiv. I am sorry to report to those of you that are starving yourselves to death. I talked to a guy yesterday. He told me he's starving himself to death from all foods that came anywhere from an animal because we have to stop the evil Russians in Ukraine. And we've got to stop their advancement on Kyiv. I'm like, they're not advancing towards Kyiv, dude. There is no war going on in Kyiv. There just isn't. Now, but Minotaur, play! The Russians are bombing maternity wards! You know, I get such a kick out of this. So let me see if I understand this. We're going to throw this, we're gonna start an international, you're going to start an international, could quite possibly devolve into a thermonuclear disaster here because supposedly the Russians, because supposedly the Russians took out a maternity hospital and injured this young blonde woman who ran screaming through the streets in Ukrainian something about her and her baby. Kyiv. I keep hearing Kyiv. Caesar, my media masters keep telling me it's Kyiv. K-E-E-V, Kyiv. I'm happy to go with Kyiv. Me, that's me, Kyiv. There's a story on One America News this morning. They were hauling out sacks that were supposed to be dead, murdered babies. The Russian army blew up not just the maternity hospital, but the natal ward next door. And this is the greatest atrocity ever. They're killing and maiming of infants. And they're killing and maiming and the threatening of women that are pregnant. Oh, you mean like what we do in Planned Parenthood clinics that's legal? We're not worried about the baby that's going to be murdered today. About 20,000 of them are going to be killed today in American Planned Parenthood clinics, but you want me to cry crocodile tears and agree to pay $9 a gallon for gasoline and $16 for a loaf of bread? Well, why can't we protect the baby that's over there? Here, the one on Manhattan that they're getting ready to execute right now. What time is it? 10 till 8. Planned Parenthood opens at 8 a.m. in Manhattan. They're getting ready to turn the ovens on, to use a vulgar adage here. They are getting ready to commence the killing. Hey, I got an idea. What about the babies that were murdered at the University of Pittsburgh Hospital under the auspices and guidance of one Anthony Fauci in the National Institutes of Health? Can we cry a crocodile tear over them? Did you know that the mothers that consented to be in that program were lied to? Did you know that? And were basically told, you're doing a great thing for Thaimv. By aborting your baby, even though you came in here not wanting to abort, but we talked you into it, you're advancing the cause of Thaimv. Remember, we covered this story. Those women, many of them were basically coerced into the abortion and the body parts. Some of the babies were born alive. The body parts were harvested. What about those pregnant women who went in to a government building and with a baby in their belly and left bleeding and no baby? Do you see the scheme, the game that they are playing here with you? Why are so many people then just have been conned